Corey, a pleasure having everyone back here today. Folks, let's hear it for Orlando Cepeda again. Here, the Hall of Famer.
He knows how to work a room, doesn't he?
No, the baby bull. I want to tell you about, you know, we forget about Orlando Cepeda from time to time. We know the statue. We know he's a Hall of Famer and everything he did. But I like to look this up and always remember the things that he accomplished. 17-year career in the major leagues. Seven-time National League All-Star. 20 years old, he was a unanimous Rookie of the Year for the Giants in 1958. Got every vote, 312, 25 homers, 38 doubles. That was first in the National League. And I don't know how he did it, but 15 steals? You could run?
15, 23, 15, and 16. My first 4 years.
First 4 years. All right. Did you have – now get the mic closer because I want everyone to hear you. Did you have the green light?
Everywhere I play.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
The green light. 96 steals, I think, as a Giant.
Yes.
All right, very good. Now, you go to the Cardinals, 1967. Unanimous MVP in 1967 for the Cardinals, 111 RBIs. Hall of Famer in 1999. That is the great Orlando Cepeda, folks. All right, so today we have Giants-Dodgers, and I was glad to have you come on because you have seen Giants-Dodgers before, and for you, you got to see it in the minor leagues too, didn't you?
Yes.
And when did you first see Giants-Dodgers?
57, AAA, yeah.
And you knew right then there was going to be a rivalry.
Rivalry, yeah. We hated all you. Hate him.
And you still feel that way?
Yes, I do.
All right, very good. Hey, Orlando, coming up in 1958, and it's April 15th when baseball came to San Francisco, you were in the starting lineup as a rookie. Did you have any idea you were going to make the team that year?
Not at all. I remember my first day of spring training when Rickey told me, you're going to be my first baseman. I thought he was talking to somebody else.
And the first game, what was it like the first game at Seal Stadium?
Amazing. Amazing. You know, people ask me, what is your biggest thrill as a baseball player? I said, September 15, 1958.
And tell me why.
Well, you know, as a kid, I grew up baseball with my dad. My dad was a great baseball player. I want to be a baseball player like my father. But never came to my mind that I'm going to be playing the same field with Duke Snyder, and Don Drysdale, and Pee Wee Reese. So my first big league game, I will never forget that day.
Now, you hit a home run in that day.
Yeah, my second time at bat.
Now, what happened the first time? I don't think I know that.
Hit a double play.
Double play the first time. All right. Now, the second time up, Don Bessant.
Right.
And you're at Seal Stadium, and what happened?
He threw me a changeup, 3-1, hit the right field.
Gone.
Yes.
All right. Giants-Dodgers, Orlando is a major leaguer, and you were involved in so many games like that. Like tonight, it's Greinke and Hudson. The Giants win tonight. They tie for first place. You were in games like that against the Dodgers. What was the emotion like as a Giant going against the Dodgers when first place was on the line?
It is, because I remember that we don't supposed to talk to the Dodgers. You know, before the game, you want to say hi to the other guys. But everything was so intense that you can talk to them. And no matter what happened yesterday, every time you play the Dodgers, the mental preparation was different. Because every time we play them, something's going to happen. They have Morty Will. He did anything to get on base. You have Jim Gillian. You have Drysdale. He hit you. He hit me so many times, you know what I mean? So plenty of Dodgers, even to today. So I'm so glad that we are so close. That make you better.
Now, did Drysdale ever knock you down?
No, he hit me. Knocked me down. He hit me a couple of times in my head. And you know, hitting behind McCovey and Mays. And every time McCovey hit one out, they hit me.
So you were ready.
I was ready.
All right. Now, how'd you hit Koufax?
You know, he sounded pretty good. You know, I hit about 5-6 home runs of him. Yeah. Dries down, so-so. But Sandy, I like Sandy.
Now, the Dodgers come in 1962. It's like this. It's a great race to the finish. You guys are like four behind with seven to go, and somehow you got back in it. What happened?
Amazing. My wife keeps telling me, Orlando, we're going to get it. I say, no way. We are 5 games. And then, all of a sudden, Sunday afternoon, we tied them for the first place. And then we went to the playoff, you know. So I remember that. I show you in this game of baseball, anything can happen.
Yeah. That's baseball.
Yes.
That's what I like to say. Take a drink. That's my saying. I say that's baseball all the time. When I do that, people drink every time I say that.
You know, I keep saying that if you're playing good ball, you can beat anybody. Right now, we can beat anybody. Last night game was huge.
Yes.
But we have to win tonight. And tomorrow, take a chance with Kershaw because it's tough.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Kershaw, they talk like Koufax. And I'm so happy you're here today. Orlando Cepeda, the great Hall of Famer, a good man as well. More importantly, a wonderful man and such a credit to the Giants organization. And it's a pleasure to have him here. But you went against Koufax many times, and probably they said Koufax is going to beat the Giants today. And then you would beat Koufax. How did all that, what was the mental preparation knowing you're going against a guy like that?
Well, when they say that he's going to beat you, you know, you say, no way. I'm going to be there. If he beat me, he has to beat me in my way. So sometimes I help you. So, you know, you have the energy because he was a tough guy. It's like this guy tomorrow. But when you face guys like that, you have to be ready. And that make you better.
Boy, 1962, the Giants win the pennant. They win the pennant. How exciting was that in the last playoff game? You were a big part of the ninth inning rally.
Incredible. And I remember after we clinched, we had to fly to the airport and land the freeway. And me and McCovey, we started looking for somebody who can take me and Willie because we used to live next to each other. So we went up in the freeway and somebody gave us a ride to our house. Because so many people at the airport, so we have to find a way to get home.
Well, what was Willie McCovey like? You met Willie McCovey as a 17-year-old when you first came to the United States, right?
Yes, in 1955, we came to spring training, and we checked in the same day. McCovey used to be 6'5", 150 pounds.
He wear a hat?
Yeah, he have a blue hat. I remember. You know, my guy was cool.
And you love jazz. You're a great jazz friend and, you know, a fan here in San Francisco. You were a big fan of jazz.
I love music. I love jazz. I love good life, good friend. I love life.
Did you ever bring the records on the plane? Did you ever have that kind of stuff?
Right. That's why they call me Chacha, because I remember one time, you know, I got to the airport. We were on a road trip, and Eddie Logan, the equipment manager, told me, Arvin Dark said you can bring your music. I said, tell Arvin Dark, if I don't bring my music, I'm not going nowhere.
And that's how you got Cha-Cha?
Yeah, Johnny Antonelli.
Ah, I didn't know that. Cha-Cha. That's how he got Cha-Cha, from Johnny Antonelli,
right,
the pitcher.
Yeah.
All right, now, they call you the Baby Bull. And I always thought maybe your father was the Bull, and they call you the Baby Bull. But how did you get the nickname the Baby Bull?
Well, one time we played in Cincinnati, so Smokey Berger, the catcher, is working with the ball with me. I ran to him, and the ball went one way, his glove went the other way. And the newspaper said, Orlando, run the bases like a bull. So I was 20 years old, I was a baby. So they called me the Baby Bull.
Ah, very good. And that's how the Baby Bull came about. Very good. Very good. Hey, you leave the Giants, though, and it was not a happy day in May of 1966. You go to the Cardinals. Well, what happened that day? And were you surprised to you?
Well, you know, so we got in St. Louis on Friday. And a friend of mine told me, Orlando, they're talking here, they're going to trade you to St. Louis. I said, no, that's a rumor. So we play Friday and Saturday and Sunday. In the weekend, I went like 11 for 15.
Okay.
Grand Slam and this and that. So after the game, Herman Fran come to me. I thought he was going to say, Orlando, nice going, told me, we trade you to St. Louis. And I'll tell you one thing, I start crying because I love San Francisco so much. I love this city so much, you know. And very sad. My mother called me crying from Puerto Rico. It was like a funeral, you know. And I never thought I was going to be living in San Francisco because I grew up in the organization. I want to be here forever. So that's why I'm so happy right now that I'm working for this wonderful organization. I live in this wonderful city, and I love to be here. Very happy to be here. Very lucky.
Well, we're glad we have him, right? Yeah. So, but now 1967, so people understand, now he's Rookie of the Year, unanimous. You know, really, this is unusual. But then 1967, you become the unanimous National League MVP. What kind of a season did you have for the Cardinals?
Well, that was a great year. You know, that's what I'm saying, that people talk about trade somebody. When you trade somebody, you're taking a chance. They trade me to St. Louis because they need a left-handed pitcher. And they got Ray Sadecki, who was a good pitcher. So I went to St. Louis, Ray came here, then I did well. Now they say that the worst trade the Giants ever made. But when you make a trade, you're taking a chance. You don't know what's going to happen.
So you end up winning a World Series. And Bob Gibson, and I guess he said, Game 7, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
He say that. He did it.
And he did it. Hey, 1962, though, it's the Giants and the Yankees in the World Series. It's Game 7. One of the great moments in Giants history. You're on deck, and Willie McCovey is there. First base is open.
Right.
And they don't want to pitch to you. They pitch to McCovey. What did you think when Ralph Houck went out to the mound to talk to Ralph Terry?
Well, I thought they were going to walk him. I told Felipe Alou, I said, Felipe, look at this. 3 men on base. 7 games of the World Series. I'm on the plate. Let's go. So done. They didn't walk him. Then we did a line drive to Bobby Richardson. That to me, that was a clean base hit. I was ready to tell Willie, slide, you know what I mean? So when Richardson got the ball, I said, oh my goodness. But in my mind, I thought they're gonna walk Willie to get to me. But I was ready.
Did you have a good World Series?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you had a home run, right?
Yeah, right.
Game, was it game 6? I forget.
And we tied the series. I went 3-for-4.
Well, boy, he remembers this so well. Boy, it's great.
I don't remember strikeout.
He never struck out.
I know. I don't want to know about that.
No. In fact, I have.
Right, Heather?
Right. Heather. He wants to know if that's right. He never struck out, right?
Never.
All right. Hey, your birthday's coming up next week, right?
Wednesday, yes.
Wednesday. How about, let's have a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Orlando. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And how about a good Beat LA right now, huh? Beautiful. Orlando, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you.
Thank you for
being here. Let's win tonight.
All right, let's win tonight. All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.